Just quickly, 2 minutes. If we could have just some feedback, that would be great. So anybody want to feed? How was that? Was that tricky? Yes.
I found it difficult to turn down giving a hug to someone, but I had to find a way of saying, no, I will not hug you, sorry.
Okay, great. Any more feedback? Just wisdom from the group would be great.
Thinking on your feet in that second's really hard, but it was good to have some opportunity to think of things that could possibly well less some than others, but it's good to think about it beforehand.
Definitely.
For the hug one, we said, how do you feel that will meet your needs?
Redemption. Redemptionaholic. Yes.
Rob did really well on this one. I came banging on his door at 9 o'clock at night and said, I really need to talk to you now, can I come in? And Rob said, no, you can't come in now, but I'll walk round outside with you for 5 minutes, depending on the weather, because that means I can't just sit in his lounge for the next 3 hours and make it harder to get out. But he's not shutting me away and just saying, no, I don't want anything to do with you. He's saying, I will give you some time, but I'll put a time limit on it, and then we can see whether I can afford you any more.
Who's looking after the baby?
I'm asking my wife if I can have 5 minutes.
Backpedaling. You can see how tricky it is, and a very good point from that you need to think about it beforehand, because actually to love that person could run the whole gamut of, you know, kicking them out of the house or you know, taking a bullet for them. That's the gamut of possibilities. Anybody else, just quickly before the pastries?
I need a hug. I think first and foremost, before ever getting into that situation, I'd like some guidance from my supervisor.
Good on you. Good answer.
Yeah. Well, you know, especially if I didn't know the person, they might take it the wrong kind of way, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
I'm the sort of person that would ask for a hug anyway.
Excellent. It might be appropriate in some circumstances, I think. Definitely. Sorry. Yes.
I think the whole aspect of physical contact in your dealing with other people is really, really important. And what you might do if somebody asks for a hug and you have that sort of reaction inside that thinks, not sure about this, is talk to them about what it is they want, what is it they're needing and wanting by asking for that. But be very clear about, I don't think we should feel we have to have physical contact with people, because it can become a very dependence-oriented thing. I think always ask permission as well if you want to touch somebody, because especially with people who've been abused, any kind of touching might well just reenact that sense of their boundaries having been usurped and breached. You know, so always ask. And, yeah, deflect it. If you don't want to hug somebody, talk to them about that. You know, that's fine. You don't have to hug people, and it isn't always appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Tea, coffee, pastries. You've got 15 minutes. So everybody back here at 11:30.
Really good.
I think I'll probably ram a little bit better.
Not at all. That's great. Very good.